A Hartford woman is 10 days away from being deported to London, England. She's hoping that a last-minute stay of deportation comes before she's scheduled to leave her family behind. Connecticut Public Radio's Frankie Graziano reports.
Wazara Walton was 4 years old when she came to the United States as an undocumented immigrant. Now she's 34 and has a wife and a young daughter. They're both American citizens. Walton is staring down a scheduled deportation date of December 14th.
I mean, it's hard, you know. I try not to think about it, but how can you not think about it, you know? I just think about them, my wife and my daughter.
Her lawyer is Erin O'Neill Baker. She's working through the appeals process and arguing that Walton should stay because of a pending visa request.
There's no reason why she should leave this country if she has a pending petition. She also has a motion to reopen that's pending that goes to the core of her removal order. We want to reopen that, give her another chance.
O'Neill Baker says that Walton's problems with Immigration and Customs Enforcement started after Walton pleaded guilty to misdemeanor larceny in 2011. She received a one-year sentence. Federal authorities may look at a sentence that's 1 year or longer as a reason to give out a removal order. Frankie Graziano, Connecticut Public Radio.